Psalm 145 is the last psalm attributed to David and is an acrostic poem written as praise to God for his attributes, who he is, and his works, the good things he has done. David writes that God is worthy to be praised because of his greatness, grace, compassion, glory, and might. He is righteous, kind, and cares for you and me. How would you describe God in your words? Talk to him about that now. It can be so easy to be fixated on our current circumstances and forget the many times that God has answered our prayers in the past. Think about times now that God has answered your prayers. What times in your life have there been when you've personally experienced his faithfulness, his greatness, and his power? Perhaps this was a time of miraculous provision, healing, or a moment when you came to know him as your Savior. Take a moment now and thank God for those things. You may want to write it down in your own journal or phone, perhaps even your own acrostic poem. Thank God for who he is to you. A vital part of praise is that it's not kept to ourselves. Biblical praise is often shared within the community of believers. Verse 4 says that one generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. Who is someone younger than you in another generation that you could tell today about the good things that God has done for you? Think about that and write down a name. What stories will you tell this person? Perhaps it's a story of answered prayer, how God made a way when there seemed to be none, or how he showed himself faithful to you. Make a note of that now and decide when you will tell these stories today. This psalm concludes with verse 21 saying, "My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord." Take a moment now and out loud speak praise to God. Praise him for who he is and praise him for what he has done. Father, thank you for who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, and what's to come. In Jesus' name, amen.